Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Politicians from both sides of the aisle are taking Donald Trump to task for his comments on the Muslim couple whose son, Captain Hemayun Khan, was killed in Iraq. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Khan and his parents made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Captain Khan an American hero. Khan's father, Kaiser, called on House and Senate Republicans to pull their support for Trump.
It is Majority Leader's and Speaker's moral ethical obligation to not worry about the votes, but repudiate him, withdraw the support.
Hillary Clinton, campaigning in Cleveland today, said Trump is out of touch with American values. In France, police have detained a cousin of one of the attackers who killed a Catholic priest in Normandy earlier this week. Jake Siganaro reports from Paris. Investigators are taking no chances in determining if the two men were part of a larger terror cell.
According to the Paris prosecutor, Farid K., a relative of one of the attackers, quote, perfectly had knowledge, if not about the place or the precise day, of the imminence of his cousin's violent project. The two men who killed the priest had both previously been arrested and put under surveillance for trying to join ISIS in Syria. Police are holding another man in custody who had also attempted to go to Syria with one of the attackers. Meanwhile, authorities have released a Syrian asylum seeker who was being held after a copy of his passport was found at one of the attackers' home. Investigators say there was no indication he was connected in any way to the priest's murder. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganaro in Paris.
Chicago's police superintendent says officers may have violated department policy in the shooting death of an 18-year-old African-American last week. But Eddie Johnson's declined to be specific. His comments today come after he relieved three officers involved in the shooting of Paul O'Neill of their police powers. Autopsy results showed O'Neill died of a gunshot wound to the back. Scientists have evidence the current Zika outbreak in Latin America is unlikely to trigger an epidemic in Africa. NPR's Michaeline Duclef has more.
Scientists first detected Zika in Africa decades ago. Then the virus wasn't linked to birth defects. But over time, the virus mutated and turned into a dangerous form that can cause birth defects. This new form is what's circulating in Latin America today. And health officials are concerned that the dangerous form of Zika could spread back to Africa and cause problems there. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health have evidence that this is unlikely. They found that mice exposed to the old type of Zika make antibodies that protect them against the new form. The findings suggest people in Africa may already be immune to the dangerous form of Zika. The study appears in the journal Cell Reports. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
In the final round of the PGA Championship, third-round leader Jimmy Walker remains on top after 14 holes. This is NPR. In Maryland, at least two people are dead after torrential rains left more than 6 inches of rain in the small, historic town just west of Baltimore. The National Weather Service says most of the rain fell in Ellicott City in around 2 hours. Officials say nearly every structure was damaged, and it's the worst flooding in at least 50 years. It's now official. The exact site for President Obama's presidential library is a done deal. And NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the news comes from the Obama Foundation a month after architects were chosen to design the facility.
The future home of the Obama Presidential Library will be in Chicago's Jackson Park. The area once home to the World's Fair of 1893 is located near the shores of Lake Michigan, a short walk from the University of Chicago where President Obama once taught, and neighborhoods slowly gentrifying. It also will be close to Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry. The other contender was Washington Park, a historic location, too, just a few miles away on Chicago's south side, but in a more isolated area and nearby neighborhoods more economically depressed. The Obama Foundation holds a press conference next Wednesday to provide more details. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
At the weekend box office, Jason Bourne opened in the top spot, bringing in an estimated $60 million in ticket sales. The Matt Damon-led sequel had a nearly 10-year hiatus. In second place, Star Trek Beyond comes in with $24 million. Bad Moms debuted in third place, bringing in $23 million. And the animated The Secret Lives of Pets came in fourth with $18 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.